Nath, please get the round of applause ready for a man who's from the pub that is the unofficial finishing line of the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Yeah, sad. Mm. He is the manager of Customs House Hotel in Hobart. Please welcome Tyler Peterson.
Ty, welcome, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tyler, first of all, mate, I'm so sorry. Obviously, the news, how was it delivered to you? When did you find out that the Sydney to Hobart wasn't going to go ahead?
Well, we were monitoring it pretty closely, keeping an eye on the race's website and then just also on the news as well. But it was pretty deflating. You know, it's been a pretty rough year. We were hoping to have Sydney to Hobart, have Christmas, New Year's, and just kind of forget about the year that was 2020.
Yeah.
But that's not the case, unfortunately.
It finds a way, 2020, doesn't it, Tosh?
Oh, it's rough, isn't it?
Just bring on 2021. I'm off this year. So can you explain to those listening to the show how you guys sort of become or why you are the unofficial finish line of the Sydney to Hobart?
Well, it's just tradition, I suppose. So Customs House Hotel, for those that aren't familiar, we're right on the waterfront in Hobart. So the guys do the race, they come into Constitution Dock, and then they're straight into the pub, wet weather gear and all. They're smelly. They've been at sea for a couple of days, some of them. And we're open from the time the first boat comes in until New Year's morning. We don't shut the doors. Our Customs House is there to welcome them in,
Tyler,
any time of day or night.
Obviously, they're wet, they're soggy, they're smelly. Are you guys prepped for that? You know what I mean? Does everyone get like an air fresher around their neck when they walk in? Have you got mops on cue?
Oh, there are plenty of mops on cue. look, it's all in good fun, though.
Oh, absolutely, mate.
Tyler, so you're looking forward to this. I guess you need extra stock because you're expecting all these boats and all these people to come in. So, do you have excess stock? Like, what's the situation at the moment?
Yeah, we've got heaps of stock. So, the whole year, even into November, we weren't really holding our breath. And then December came around and we thought, all right, well, it's going ahead. So we've made all of the preparations and our cellar is full. So for beer and wine, we've probably got, 4 months worth of stock.
If you count,
if there's no Sydney to Hobart. But for spirits, on the other hand, we've got upwards of a year's worth of stock. So that's the sort of volumes that we're going through in a week's time.
Oh, now, is that is that how much you go through? So, I mean, you've said 4 months worth of beer and wine, year's worth of spirits. If the Sydney to Hobart were to go ahead, how much of that do you normally get through?
Pretty much all of it, yeah. It's a massive week for us. It's the grand final for Customs House Hotel, really.
It's the big dance. So what are you doing with all that stuff?
Well, we're going to have to work with some of our suppliers to send it back. It's a little bit tricky with spirits because the way that tax works on it between wholesaler and the venue is a little bit tricky, but we're working with some of our suppliers. I mean, it's just way too much stock. Some of our customers, I'm sure, would love to try to go through it in the same amount of time, but
yeah, I was going to say, Tyler, do you need the good people of Hobart just to get down and give it a red hot nudge?
Yeah, it's just a little bit too much, I think.
Wow. Ty, are you hoping the race is put on again before next year? Is there any talks of that, or are we literally postponing it for an entire year?
Look, you'd know as much as we do at this point. We haven't heard anything. It'd be nice if they could set up some sort of a hub, but my thought would be that a lot of these crew and a lot of these sailors would be just as deflated as we are. And, after all the ups and downs, it's just kind of, all right, let's put it on the back burner and let's make 2021 bigger and better.
Have you thought about, packaging up a few of the bottles of the spirits and, sending it up to Wild Oats or sending it up to any of the sailors?
Well, look, 2020 has been rough, so I don't think we're in the position to send some as a
gift alcohol.
As a gesture, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Tyler Peterson from the Customs House Hotel, the unofficial finish line of the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Ty, we are so sorry, mate, but we are got our fingers and toes crossed that the race does go ahead.
Nathan and I will try and get down there and help you out as much as we can.
Yeah, give it a good crack.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.